Hello, all you Madness Combat junkies. Today, I will be interviewing my very own brother, a fellow podcaster named Cameron Maxwell. Say hi, Cameron.
Hi.
All right, let's get into it. Transition time. All right, Cameron, I'm just going to run some questions through to you about Madness Combat. Okay, so how do you feel about Madness Combat?
I am interested. It's very cool.
Is it a good action series?
Yeah, I couldn't come up with that, so it's new and.
Well, it's not that new. It's like from 2002, starting back from first episode. But yeah, episode 11 is fairly new.
I wonder if they'll make it episode 12.
They are making an episode 12, you know? I told you that. Anyway, how do you feel about the episode 12 coming up? Are you excited?
Yes.
Well, do you think it'll be good after leaving it off the episode 11? With yeah. Auditor and the Tricky and stuff.
Yeah. I want Tricky to finally be killed.
Yeah, that's unlikely, but okay. Who is your favorite character and why?
I like the Auditor because he's basically an anti-hero.
Jeebus is more the anti-hero, but like the Auditor and Tricky are fighting for the most villainous character.
The Auditor like makes me more and more intrigued every time.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I think Tricky makes me more and more intrigued, but
because he just keeps coming back to life.
Who's your favorite hero?
Sanford.
Yeah, I like Sanford too. But I like probably Hank. I like Demos because there's a whole like adventure series of Demos. I think I showed you it, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. But I didn't show you the last one. You should probably watch it. I didn't show you Dissenter. But like, do you think you'd be able to make a podcast? A comic on it. Because he makes comics, and so do I. But he does it from Stickman.
No, it's kind of really hard because sometimes the plots are very difficult to plan.
Yeah, he's the type of person that he'd try to start a fight scene in his comic, but then end it abruptly or like really quick. He'd be like, oh, yeah, let's fight. And then there'd be a person who shoots him, and nothing would happen. Yeah, it's really boring. But, like, do you think that the copy of the Madness Combat thing is, like, good? Like, the fan animations, especially, like, what's his name? Kelzad? Yeah, Kelzad's really good. It's probably my favorite.
Who's the other guy that I like?
Sethic.
Sethic and.
Sethic's funny.
And the, so Sethic and who else?
The yellow dude. I don't know his name.
Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel. Gabriel's funny too because.
I like those
two. Yeah, but there's other people I like too because they're not as known, but I like them.
Gabriel's kind of funny and serious at the same time. I like him.
Do you like Cheshire's music?
Yeah.
Cheshire's, his soundtrack is basically, like, one of my favorite soundtracks of all time from any series. Do you think that, Madness Combat is your favorite web series? But I don't think you know any others unless it's on YouTube, don't you?
Does it count as, like, a YouTube channel? Or?
Well, like a series, a web series of things. It could be anything.
I wish he was on, like, Netflix. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be so cool. But, like, I don't think it would ever go on Netflix because...
Yeah, because YouTube, like, owns it, basically.
Newgrounds. Yeah.
I don't know how YouTube even afforded it.
Do you think Newgrounds was the best place to put it? Put the web series on instead of YouTube in the original first place of it?
Well, yes, actually.
Why?
Just seems like a less biased place and very reliable.
Yeah, I think it was good because he would be seen as the underdog. He's like, oh, Madness Combat came from Newgrounds. I mean, like, Newgrounds. They couldn't have done it YouTube or, like, anywhere else, but they picked Newgrounds. But I think that's good because he's an underdog and they'd be like, oh, this is actually so cool. Oh, my gosh. Rising it up instead of, like, the lower, instead of the higher ones, the lower platforms would be better. That's what I think. But do you, like, Sanford, like, do you think that Crinkles did a good job on the characters and the story, like, Sanford and Hank and everyone?
Yeah, I agree that Demo should have died, because he seems like that guy that does.
Like, the cocky person who smokes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but no, but do you think that Crinkles did a good job?
Yes, very.
As I said, he was lazy for the first three episodes. Well, three was fine, but, like, four was really good.
It was pretty funny, but kind of short.
Yeah, and it wasn't really put very much work into. The recent ones are put into a lot of work, and he became more ambitious and less lazy. Yeah, I think that's why. But, like, that's what I think. And I think he's the best. And I follow him on Instagram. And he's texted me on Newgrounds. He's a good guy. But, like, do you think it's action-packed?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Do you think it's, like, really good? Like, for its content, action?
Well, I think it's, like, good for its content, not really good, because, it's kind of,
I mean, I wish there was, like, speech. That would make it so cool. But again, it's in a different world, so, like... I guess it's like that, yeah. They have mouths. It was in... Do you like the,
Gabriel has a mouth.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a cross, does he? Gabriel doesn't have a cross.
But, and Sanford has a mouth, but he has a cross still.
I like Who Broke It. That's a very good one. Go check it out. It's very funny.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
But... Oh, you made me lose my train of thought. Like, do you think that... you made me lose my train of thought. Do you think?
Yeah, I can think.
No. No. Do you think that Hank... is very good, and he's, like, he's a very good fighter. He's worth putting on, like, versing people like, John Wick or anyone else, literally.
Yeah, he's on that high mark, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, he's versed people, like, on YouTube, others, like, he's been featured in... battles and stuff because he's so badass, but like that's all I can say about that. Do you think Sanford like was a good apprentice?
Actually, he's basically if any of you watch Clone Wars, it's basically like he basically becomes the master and not the student anymore.
Sanford? But Hank turned into this buff dude with a big arm, and he was like...
Which I think was an advantage.
Yeah, and he had this lightning punch that was so epic. But
then his arm got ripped off, so now he's just has a big
No,
fist.
And then it regrew, remember?
What the hell?
Yeah. And it turned black, and he had, like, it was really cool.
Really gross. You can't just grow back a scorpion arm. What was that thing, like?
Do you think that the madness is too full of madness for your brain to comprehend?
No, there's just enough madness to make more and more episodes. Like, the more the madness, the more.
Yeah, if it's too structured, you could run out of stuff. So it's just like madness. Random things. Go to hell and spikes coming out of the ground and levers that defy gravity. And it's so cool. Yeah.
The only thing I don't get is just the thing in general.
The thing?
Yeah, just the thing.
The series? What? What? What do you not get?
Just, like, how it's, like, way different. There's only, like, 4 people on that universe.
No. No. Well, it doesn't seem to there be any citizens, unless it's, like, a ghost town or a flatland with, like, no one living there except them in Nevada. I love that it was Nevada, because, like, Nevada is not a very... Isn't the most well-known state, and like, okay. It could have been New York. It could have been California.
Why
it could have been
it
like
be New York. That would be weird.
Well,
imagine it was Alabama.
Well, that'd be cool, but like, that would be cringe. That's
somewhere
cheese
in
ball.
Alabama.
Somewhere in Alabama. Nevada's I mean, like perfect. It could have been in Montana, but like Nevada was perfect because
somewhere
Nevada
Texas.
Has like. Summer in Texas, that would be stupid. Yeah, it would be like there's somewhere just... in
then Hank
Chili
would
Dog.
Have a, then Hank would have a
mustache.
No, he would have a cowboy hat. Just a nice big cowboy
Well, there's
hat.
Cowboy hats in the game. Do you think Project Nexus 1 is good? Like the game?
Yeah, I think Project 1 might be.
Like when I'm older? When I'm older. Yeah. Okay. So the reason it took so long for Madness 11 to be released is because Hank was working on Project Nexus 2, the 3D version, that I will definitely get when I'm older on Steam. It looks like an awesome game, but like for now, I'm sticking with...
Are they basically the same thing?
No, Project Nexus 1's like the 2D version. This is like the regular.
So,
but now it was 3D.
It'd be a ripoff, though.
No, it wouldn't, because it's so cool. But it isn't like... It goes all around. It goes from the top. It doesn't, like, look at them.
Well, yeah, just, like, videotape them? Weird.
It goes around. It's way better.
Hank should just one day...
It's way better.
Break the glass and just...
And there's more of a story to it.
But, I like also, like, Wave 1, Wave 2, Wave 3, Wave 4.
Oh, yeah. The Survivor Room?
Yeah.
Like, if I start with something, like, if I start with just fists, I am almost done for. Like, sometimes I pull it off, sometimes I'm just too lazy to do it with fists, and I just cut and die. So I always at least, like, give myself a knife or a pipe or a gun sometimes when I'm feeling really lazy.
Guns are kind of stupid, because you only get, like, 1 bullet.
What? No, you get, like, 10 bullets.
And then you have to buy them again.
Well, actually, no, don't you get, like...
You have to buy them again and again and
No,
again.
Don't you get, like, 4... rounds of ammo, like well, 4 no, rounds where it goes like pew 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 done third round. Well, no, it doesn't because it would always be the same unless it's like machine gun. Then it'll get like 50 rounds or like 1,000 bullets.
Yeah, but
that's very
again.
Expensive. Anyway, enough with the game.
Why did they make me cross-eyed? Anyways,
well, like. Do you think that? Well,
what?
Okay. I don't have any other questions. There's not more. I could do part 2 of this interview if you guys send me voice messages on what to do. That's disgusting. Anyway, I'm going to end this video here. Stay inside, guys. It's COVID, so stay inside.
I'm sad, too.
Yeah, we're all sad. But anyway, have a good one, guys. Oh, I'm ending this video.
Also, if you play any other games, such as Roblox, me and my brother have an account. Mine is very friendly, BoyGod47, versus a guy who only plays Bad City. And his name is LotchessMonster999.
Okay, ending this video here. Bye, guys.